you say so. But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he did not answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many accusations they make against you?" But he gave them no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now, at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone who they wanted. And at the time, they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Jesus Barabbas, or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. While he was sitting in the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said to him, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what should I do with Jesus who is called the Messiah?" All of them said, "Let him be crucified." And then he asked, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took some water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." Then the people as a whole answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." So he released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters and gathered the whole court around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. The word of God for the people. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our power. He never said a mumbling word. They crucified my Lord, and he never said a mumbling word. They crucified my Lord, and he never said a mumbling word. Not a word. Not a word. Not a word. Jesus stood before the governor, and Pilate asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "You say so." He never said a mumbling word. We are so struck in his near silence as he stands in the face of his accusers, as he stood in the face of death. He had almost nothing to say. The people around him had plenty to say. "Barabbas, Barabbas, crucify him, crucify him." And even Pilate, with his silent washing of his hands, making a joke. Jesus knew it was a trap. There were no words to say now. What should he do at this point? Should he call his disciples to form an army? Should he state his case and see if he can incite the riots and the crowd so they'll follow him? What should he do? Should he let them kill the man called Barabbas? He had taught them for years. He had told them, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. He had taught them to turn the other cheek. He had taught them to love their enemies. He had taught them that violence was never the answer. What should he say or do now? The integrity of his beliefs, that was his answer. His belief in what God had revealed in him and through him was the answer. And his silence as he stood there was saying it again. He was teaching them again, profoundly, in a real way, that he had meant every word he had told them. It was his very life that was the answer. He was not resolved to death, but he was resolved to God's will. He never said a mumbling word. His entire life was his answer. So now he stood before them in silence, trusting that somehow God would bring new life out of this horrific and shameful act. Trusting in God's love to accompany him all the way to the cross. He did say one more thing, however, later that day. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They have not heard what I have said, and they are using violence once again. He never said a mumbling word, but he walked to the cross, trusting in God's love to forgive us all, now and forever.